Next is a progress note on Joseph Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R. Place was... June 13, 2022. Place was Covenant Glen and Frankenhoos. New paragraph history. Mr. Parker was seen regarding hypertension, comma, gout history, back pain, and dementia. New paragraph history. Mr. Erlinger denies major complaints, period. He does have dementia, but doesn't have the full insight into his... Parker. Okay. Parker.
So the whole world is looking at this lack of leadership, and it's even scarier than that. It's incoherent leadership and dangerous. And so they're going to try something, I think, something stupid, because we're still a strong, powerful nation, despite the leadership we have. You're right, it's terrifying in the next 24 months. So we all want the country to work for us, but we can't get the country to work when you have an ideologue on the one hand and a non-compliment of the press on the other. And I think the Democrats know that, and that's why they're trying to bring something quite for him. Too little, too late, and they're not going to build a wall, they're not going to block the president over the
wall. Mr. Parker also has coronary artery disease, which is stable, period. He denies current chest pain, period. He denies any headache, period. His blood pressure stable. His depression seems stable with citalopram, 20 milligrams daily, period. Mm-hmm. Review of system is negative for cardiac, respiratory, GI, or GU complaints, period. There's no abdominal pain, no dysuria, no dyspnea. Two paragraph examination.
You're going to wind up with
mayhem
around the world,
i.e.
the war in Ukraine, and you're
going to
wind up with American
schools. He's not acutely distressed nor ill. Blood pressure 130 over 71, pulse 69, respirator 18, temperature 97.5, oxygen saturation 95%. Lungs are clear to percussion and nostril patients without major breathing. Cardiovascular, normal is 1 of 2. NOAA 3, NOAA 4, no murmur, abdomen is soft. And not tender. The paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mr. Erlinger has coronary artery disease, currently stable with metoprolol, ER 24 milligrams daily, plus aspirin 81 milligrams daily. He's on Crestor 10 milligrams daily, period. Two, he has hypertension, stable with losartan 50 milligrams daily, plus the metoprolol 100 milligrams daily, period. Three, he has history of depression, stable with citalopram 20 milligrams daily, period. Four, he does have dementia. Is on memantine, and I would increase it from 5 to 10 milligrams daily. From 5 milligrams daily to 5 milligrams BID, period. He no longer is on olanzapine, but he is on Depakote 250 milligrams BID for mood, period. Overall, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.